You know, make them go. Here, I found goat edel.
Mm-hmm.
A certain kind of sled or used in logging or farming. Two, a rotary tool for scraping out obstructions in an oil pipeline.
I think the second one was what I was looking for.
Rotary maybe tool for scraping.
Yeah.
And then four is a railroad hand car. I was right. It would be used in farming for...
I heard they had used that for a number of things. I think the last person I talked to talked about it being that second one, sort of a scraping.
Mm-hmm. You know, a slip or a Fresno, like we've got some on the Pearman Museum there, had handles and
a horse.
And they were horse-drawn, you know, and you a scoop, you just go along and get a transport dirt to a low spot and then just tip it over.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Fresno?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just like nowadays, what do you call it, front-end loader?
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know, it's the same idea.
Same idea.
Scoop, and then you...
Transport material.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you use sharpening stones much on a ranch or farm?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other names for them that you think?
Well, you know, I've got two. I've got whetstones that I sharpen knives with, and chisels and plane irons.
Do you have one of the bigger ones?
I've got a grinder.
Okay.
An electric grinder.
Do you have one of those ones around here that you sort of get moving with your foot and there's a pedal?
No.
Yeah.
That was an old-fashioned one. And
This
being hay country, I can just see my granddad out there sharpening sections on sickle bars. You know, a sickle bar would be 6-7 feet long.
Yeah.
These sections they put in there. And they'd sit there and just kind of like a... Like you said, it's operated with your feet, just up and down, up and down. And then there's a can of water here, dripping water on that stone to where it didn't heat up too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my grandma had one, but I don't remember the water. But nobody used it, I don't think, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
Okay. You use anything like, I'll show you a picture. Pretty crude picture, I should say. Of these things, no, I don't know what I use that. I'm going to put my pen in there. It's around here somewhere. I can feel it. There it is. Something made out of wood, and let's see, I'll do this upside down. A lot of times they look like this. They can also look like this. And you use it to set wood on, to cut it.
Oh,
you know what those are called? What you would call... Something like
a buck, sawbuck. That's what I always call.
Okay. Yeah. Is this something that looks familiar too, or is that?
Yeah, there'd be a pair of those.
Okay.
You know, those X-shaped things, and then and then there'd be a probably two boards connecting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your whatever you were sawing on would rest in the V of the.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I guess
right.
That's what we're talking about.
Right, you're right. Okay. You mentioned the main... what are other buildings on the ranch that you would expect to see besides... You mentioned the ranch house.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the barn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other things you would see around the ranch that you would expect in most ranches? Types of buildings?
Most ranches probably in... Right today, not too many of them have chicken houses and chicken coops, but...
There's always a granary.
Oh, yeah, granaries. Yeah. And you definitely, somewhere, you have a tack shed where you keep your harness and your saddles and all your riding gear.
Okay. A barn would probably be for animals overnight, right?
A what?
A barn? You mentioned a barn.
Well,
what is that used for?
Here.